Reza. Reza. Hey, darling. Why are you still sleeping? Reza. Get up, son. Get up. Oh, you're such a slob. Get up. Just get up, son. Get up.
Let me sleep a little longer.
It's almost noon, son.
What time is it?
Oh, you're such a slob. Seven.
Seven? I thought it was four in the afternoon. Let me sleep.
Don't you remember that today is Friday?
Even the dead are sleeping on Friday.
Get up, son. Get up, dear. Didn't you promise that you'd put up the wedding lights on Friday? Today's the wedding, for God's sake. Don't you remember?
Who cares about the wedding? Hey! You won't even let me sleep in on a Friday.
I'm glad you fell. Now you're awake. Get up, dear. You promised Mr. Ferdos.
Do you have to make a big fuss just because I made a promise to Mr. Ferdos?
You know what? Forget it. Go back to sleep. I'll try and find someone else to help.
Don't be upset. All right, I'll go. I bet you this whole thing is a joke.
All right. Get up, son. Whether it's a joke or not, you need to do as promised. Give me that. I'll make your bed. Let go. I'll do that.
Let me just sleep 15 more minutes.
Hey. Ugh, God, I know you'll end up sleeping more than 15 minutes. Oof.
From over here, it looks like you're running a rag shop, Mabuba. You never let me sleep in, even on a Friday. It's the one wish I'll ever have.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello, ma'am. Bring me something to eat. Bring me some food, would
you? So you're going to have breakfast first, or are you going to go shopping?
Neither. I'm going back to sleep.
Jahangir.
What?
Look, here's a list of the things that you have to buy today.
I'm going back to sleep, I said. What is this? It's not like the king's son is getting married or anything.
Oh, don't nag. Miss Ferengis is the one who wrote this list, although I did help her.
Wait, how much of this list did Miss Ferengis write? Be honest.
All of it.
I know you're lying. I really don't understand. Why do we have to go through so much trouble just so someone else can get married?
We're not doing this for them. We're doing this for Mr. Ferdos. Imagine that it's Mr. Ferdos who is getting married.
I don't want to imagine an old man like him getting married. I don't understand why we have to march to every beat of his drum.
He didn't play any beat. He asked nicely.
Peek-a-boo.
Left something in the office. I was just going to pick it up.
Is that so?
And come back.
That's so.
Is that right?
I think he had a lot of fun last night. Look at the time. Look how Lady woke up.
The whole night he was sleeping. Reading. Sleeping.
Reading.
Reading. Sleeping.
Reading.
And tonight he's going to be sleeping.
Sleeping.
Reading.
Eating.
What's happening tonight?
Stop playing around. It's the wedding.
Wedding? Whose wedding?
As if you don't know. It's my wedding. It was your idea for all of us to help out, and now you don't remember?
Poor guy.
I just remembered. Now I knew we had something important to do. All right, I'll be back as soon as just possible. I'll be back.
Come back here.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Why are you still here? What are you waiting for?
I have to take care of some things before I come back and help with the wedding. I'll be right back. I'll just go somewhere.
Grab him.
Where do you think you're going?
I just need to go and take care of this little small thing, and then I'll be right back and help out.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Over my dead body. You'll sit in the car, and the three of us will go together.
Yeah, we'll all go together.
I just promised I'll be back. Don't you believe me? We have volunteered.
We've trusted you in the past. We know how that turned out.
But I have to go get my
you
car,
always
you know.
Ditch us. No. Every single time.
But no, I have to take my own car.
Wait, I know. Wait. Then we'll go in two separate cars.
Omid, listen, do you swear?
Now what?
On your mother?
You seem to forget
right,
that it was my
go,
idea
go,
to help with
go,
the wedding.
Go,
you act
go,
like it was
go,
your
let's
idea.
Go, let's go. Let's go.
Come on.
Do you see Omid in your rearview mirror?
Yes, I see him.
What?
Oh, Reza got away!
What? No. Why weren't you paying attention? You know he's the kind that ditches and runs.
From the moment I woke up, I knew Omid would ditch me and all the responsibility would fall on my shoulders.
I'm here too.
I'm thankful I still have you. I should have been more careful, Reza.
Yep, in general, you should be careful in life. You should be very careful. Very. Forget him. You and me are gonna arrange the best wedding ever, and we'll do it just the two of us.
He better pray I never see him again. That ostrich.
Mina, sweetie, would you like to become a bride one day?
No.
Why not?
I want to finish studying
first. Satari, can you please bring the rest of the sweets?
Oh.
I need to go help Miss Ferengis.
Yes, no problem. Now, let's put some flowers here.
Mr. Salehi still hasn't arrived, has he?
No. He always has a habit of showing up right at the last minute.
He's finally here.
Yes, His Majesty has finally arrived.
I really want to hear what he has to say.
You know what? I bet you he's going to try and blame us for it.
Uh-oh, I'm so late.
Wait, right.
Hey.
Where do you think you're going, huh?
I bet you didn't see us standing
here. You
forget
that you're the guys who ditched me.
We ditched you?
Some nerve, Omid.
I told you he'd try to blame us.
The wedding was on my mind the whole time.
People usually run away from their weddings.
Right.
Tell us, where were you till
so
now?
So, did you...
Be honest.
Take care of things?
Are you kidding?
We took care of everything. We took care of everything. There's just a small problem.
It was nothing.
No, you tell me. I'll take care of everything.
We took care of everything. There's just a small problem.
It was nothing.
No, you tell me. I'll take care of it. That's why I'm even here.
The bride and groom aren't here.
Then let's go and get them.
Hey, they'll come on their own.
Hello, sir.
So good of you to come.
How are you doing?
I'm
okay myself. I got caught behind a red light.
Oh, that happens.
These guys never waited for me to catch up.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
That's all right.
We told him.
Your friends did all the work.
My friends don't know how to work. I probably have to go inside and redo from scratch everything they've done.
Grow up, Omid. You're almost 8 years old now. Come on.
So, everything's taken care of?
Yes, everything's taken care of.
Come with
me. Yes,
there is one.
You know, he's probably got a few screws loose up there. For real.
I forgot. I have to go and iron my clothes. I'll be back soon.
Come on with me. Are you staying here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, it's about time.
Oh, hi there. Who chose these? These flowers are awful.
Oh, come on, Omid. Please go away.
Eh.
This is what happens when I'm not here to supervise. What's this? Hey. This isn't a little kid's birthday party, you know.
Now listen, Mr. Salehi. You need to get dressed now. The guests are going to be here any minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going. So what's up?
Nothing.
Jahangir?
He's standing by the street, see?
What are you thinking of?
I was just thinking to myself, why do people change so much after they get married?
I see.
Did you change as well?
Never got married.
No, seriously.
I think people stay the same after marriage. They just have more debt and more trouble in their lives. That's it.
That's your life. I mean, in general.
According to Professor Banai...
Who is this Professor Banai, huh? If I ever find him, I'll kiss him on the forehead.
Hey, what's up?
You know, I don't understand this at all. We went through all this trouble to organize this wedding, and for who? For an invisible bride and groom. I mean, who the hell are they? What are they? What do they look like? We're not their friends or their relatives. Why do we need to do this even? I don't understand.
Jahangir, calm down.
Hey, couch potato shouldn't talk.
He's Mr. Couch Potato.
You think they'll even show up?
Hopefully.
We worked so hard today.
You? You have some nerve, you.
You have some nerve.
Jahangir?
What's up?
Reza has a question for you.
Tell me.
Tell him.
I was asking Omid earlier, and he replied with a quote from Professor Banai. Tell me, did you change at all? I mean, after you got married, did you change?
To be honest with you, I didn't change at all, except for this one thing. I seem to have gained several pounds of foolishness.
We must refer back to the professor's words. My wife brings misery, but God forbid, a home remain without any misery.
Amen. God, please grant Reza misery too.
Go get a wife. Find yourself a wife.
You've scared me off.
Where are the bride and groom already?
I don't think they're coming.
I bet you the bride and groom decide to skip the wedding and go straight on to their honeymoon. Straight on, I tell you. All the way down there.
Daddy, do you know who the bride and groom are?
The bride and groom?
Look, they're here. They came in a minibus.
Eh? Mr. Samai is with them, too.
If I'm not mistaken, I think they were just looking for an excuse for us to babysit. They brought the whole kindergarten class here.
What are these children doing here?
Daddy, there's so many children.
Are they here?
No, it looks to me like some other people are here, too.
Hey there, hello.
Mr. Samai is also here.
Hello.
Slowly, slowly, slowly. Come sit here. Yes, dear. Go up the stairs. Go, 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 go. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome. Take it.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, everybody. Come on.
Let's go. Here. Right. Sit down right here. Now sit down over here.
Reza, what are you up to? Go stand
by the door.
What did I bring you here for? You need to go and meet the guests. Come on. No, just do it. I need to stay here and watch the children. Go stand by the door and see if all the children have come inside.
Okay, okay.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? Come on in.
Excuse me, is this the Ferdus residence, right?
Yes, this is the right place. Are you here on behalf of the bride or groom?
Actually, I'm the groom.
Excuse me? You're the groom? It's about time. Why are you so late? Everyone's waiting for you inside. Where's the bride?
The bride?
Always ask myself what goes on in each of these homes. Which family is happy? Are they having wedding receptions or funerals? Let's make believe, Saman.
She's in love with her fiancé.
Buon compleanno in Italian means happy birthday, my darling.
Oh, wow.
She wants to become rich.
I want you to work for me. My jobs are bigger than Tamina's, with more money.
Exactly how much more?
Enough for you to buy yourself a new car or a nice big new house.
But she's involved with a gang of professional drug dealers.
I'll put my bag here and leave. I'm going to see a game. You can take my bag, and then you gotta leave.
I wanted to help you realize your dream. I've been your friend, can't you see that? Trying to help you make more money so some of your problems could be solved.
This right here is like a safety box. Don't you worry. You just keep your eyes peeled, hmm?
Will she be able to reach her dreams?
It's called immigration.
You're not traveling to another city. You think they'll roll out the red carpet for you? They'll make you work your hands to the bone. You either need to have some skill, or be a genius, or rich. Which one are you?
Do you seriously think your husband is a businessman? I'm one of his best drug dealers. Now call the police. So they'll come and take all of us to prison. That big job you were talking about. What happened?
Are you in?
Yes.
Leaden Stars. Coming soon on iFilm.
You know, it wouldn't have been a bad idea if you had taken your wedding car to a mechanic shop before the wedding. It's always good to have your wedding car checked before getting married.
Excuse me, can you turn left here?
Sure, I can.
Left. He said left. Where are you going? Stop. Left.
I did turn left.
That wasn't left. Was that left?
I think it was left, yes. It was left.
It's left? Okay. Keep going.
Don't worry. You'll be cured soon. You'll be cured soon. You'll be cured as soon as you get a wife.
Anyway, so you were saying?
No, you were saying. In any case, you were saying how I should have taken the wedding car to the mechanics.
So why didn't you take it to a mechanic?
Because I don't own a car. I don't have a car.
Huh? So where are we going?
The car isn't mine. I borrowed it. It belongs to the school.
It's a minibus?
No, it's a pickup truck.
Oh,
a pickup truck?
Yeah.
I think he's joking with us.
I bet
when we get there, we're going to find he owns
a
Mercedes.
No, I swear to God, it's a pickup truck. Look, there it is. We're here. Stop. We're here.
That's the one? It is a pickup truck.
It's my fault. I should have taken the school's pickup truck to be fixed.
You should be ashamed. How could you let the groom bring his bride in a pickup truck?
Excuse me. But back in the day, I didn't even have a car when I got married. I thought it would do them good to be a little different than everyone else. It seems you've forgotten the night of your own wedding, my friend, remember?
Hello. Can I join the elders?
Please take a seat.
You guys are like two lovebirds in a tree.
We're just catching up.
I remember about 5 or 6 years ago when I was a child.
Only 5 or 6 years ago? That's all?
These kids are so much fun to be with.
Thanks for the help.
Start the engine.
Okay.
Narzier.
Start the engine.
Start the engine.
Stop.
He said stop.
No, listen. He's the one who went and bought the knife.
That was a real night of tragedy.
Yes.
Imagine a bride wielding a knife on her wedding day.
tell him what happened next, huh?
Tragedy. Tragedy all the time. Tragedy. It's the same all the time.
What is it?
Omi.
All right, I'm coming. We're in the middle of a conversation here. All right.
Go on.
I think I gotta go.
That's all right.
She can't stand to see me having a good time. I'm coming. Why do you always have to call me when I'm in the middle of a conversation?
Ferengis says that the children are probably hungry by now. Should we serve dinner?
We can't serve dinner. The bride and groom aren't even here.
They're just little kids.
Don't worry about the kids. They've had more sweets tonight than they've had in their whole life. They're lucky if they don't get indigestion. They don't have appetite for dinner.
Just like you.
Yes, just like me. By the way, you called me at the worst time, just as the bride started wielding a knife.
The bride?
Not this bride, another bride. Mrs. Ferdo's wife. She was holding a knife. I'll explain later on.
What are you talking about?
I'll come back and tell you later.
So then why else won't it turn on?
Starts barking.
What are you talking about?
Actually, you might be onto something over here. Hey, groom, tell me, when was the last time you changed
the spark
plugs?
Should I turn the engines?
The spark plugs, when?
Spark plugs? I got no idea. I don't know. Like I said, the truck isn't mine. Can you fix it?
I'll fix it. Why are you sticking your head in there? Go bring my toolbox from the trunk.
There's a wire hanging loose here.
So what? Go bring my toolbox. Hurry.
Give me the key.
The door's open.
So do you think you can fix it?
Yeah, I just have to replace the whole engine.
Replace the whole engine, you mean?
Don't have a heart attack. I'm just joking. It's nothing.
Why don't you go back in the car?
I'm tired of sitting in the car for right now.
Go back,
I said. Anyway.
Hey, this is it, right? Here.
Sister, it's cold. Sit in the car before you freeze.
Thank you, I'm fine.
Give me the spark plug wrench.
The what?
Spark plug wrench.
Here you go.
This isn't the spark plug wrench.
How would I know which one it is? You find it yourself.
This is it.
That looks like a tube.
What time is it, Reza?
10:30.
Are you serious?
I swear.
Stick your hand in my pocket and take my car keys.
My hands are dirty.
Go and drop the bride and groom off. They shouldn't be standing here in the street on their wedding night. The guests will be waiting, too. I'll come as soon as I'll fix this.
Let's go.
Thank you, but it's fine. We'll all wait so we can go together.
Yes, it's better if we go together. God willing, it'll be soon fixed, right?
I'll fix it sooner or later, but it's better if you go.
No, we'll wait so we can all go together. That's better.
As you wish.
As you wish.
Can you start the engine, then?
All right.
Hey, did he
see
the hanging wire?
Should I turn it on
now?
Yes. All right, stop.
That must have been an amazing night.
It wasn't that amazing at all. And that's because we were skinning the sheep until 3 o'clock in the morning. The lower part of her wedding dress was red with bloodstains all the way to the floor. Imagine, it's your wedding night. The bride's dress is red with blood. A sheep is hanging from a tree in the middle of the yard, and the groom is removing the sheep's intestines.
Just like in the movies. But if people saw the same scene in the movie, they wouldn't believe it was possible in real life. The bride is skinning a sheep, and until 3 o'clock in the morning... And...
Removing the sheep's intestines.
That's true.
Oh, my. May God bless her soul. May God bless her soul. She had a difficult life.
Don't start again with that.
I remember the time she spent the whole night cutting and packing the meat. She then asked me to hand the meat to those who disapproved of our marriage the night before. She could never hold a grudge. When I refused, she got angry with me. What she did was truly unique, you know. She yelled at me because I refused to give meat to my own family. Can you imagine that?
Omi!
Now what? Okay, all right. My wife is unique too. Unlike your wife, unique for different reasons.
Marzier. Come on, stop frowning. God willing, it'll be fixed in no time and we'll be there soon. It's not my fault. It's not my car. So it broke down. Things happen. There's no reason to be upset. Marzier.
Start the engine. One more time. Stop. Everything seems to be working. Maybe the gas. Listen, is there enough gasoline in the car?
He's asking if there's any gas in the car.
Gas?
I'm asking if the car has enough gasoline.
Gas? I don't know. I filled it up myself. I didn't fill it up, but I should have gas. I don't know, actually.
Did you fill it up or not? It's important that you tell us the truth or else you'll have to change the whole engine.
To tell you the truth, I didn't fill it up, but it shouldn't have. It should have gas, shouldn't it? I don't know. I'm confused.
Do you have any containers so I can run and get some gas?
Forget it. It's late at night. We're only a few blocks away. We'll just tow it there. Tell me, do you have any rope?
Rope? I don't know. Like I said, it's not my car. So situation is confusing. I don't know what's happening.
He doesn't understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
do you have any rope yourself?
I'll bring it from my trunk.
I'm sorry for all your trouble.
Don't worry about it.
God willing, Reza will be next to get married here.
God willing.
Tell me, when should I call my Aunt Efat so that Reza can meet her daughter?
Well, Reza still hasn't emotionally recovered. After the incident with Parveen, I'm sure you can imagine. I'll let you know when the time is right.
All right. Whatever you think is best.
I love children. Yep. I was outside playing with the children. I thought about the philosophy of creationism. I realized God may have taken away something from them, but he has given them so much more in return. As a quality control supervisor, I thought I would check to see if the lettuce has been washed properly or not. I wouldn't want our dear guest to choke on some dirty lettuce, you know, would I? Now, or else I wouldn't be eating it. I'm still hungry.
Please, go ahead and help yourself.
What is Miss Farangis doing? Like always, her food is delicious. The rice isn't ready enough.
By the time the stew's ready, the rice will be too.
Well, just let me know if I can be of any help.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
We finally brought them. Their car had broken down.
Let's go.
Hello there. Welcome.
Don't be shy, sister. Make yourself at home.
Let's go.
The bride and groom are here! The bride and groom are here!
Oh, they're finally here?
Finally.
Oh, darling, I can't wait for the time when you grow up and get married. I'm gonna greet the guests. Keep an eye on the food while I'm gone.
And Ferengis, when I become a bride, will you sell me a wedding dress with a long train, will you?
Yes, darling. Yes, dear. Of course.
Let me try this out, too. Oh, darling, when you grow up, you'll need to call an ambulance to take away all the men who faint at the sight of your beauty.
Excuse me, I'll come right back here.
What happened?
I don't know.
Do you want me to go after her?
Let them just,
Her husband went after her. Let them work it out together.
Marzier, wait! Why did you close the door? Marzier, look at me. Marzier. I'm talking to you, Marzier. Open the door. Marzier, what happened all of a sudden? Talk to me. Marzier!
Go back down. I'll come when I'm feeling better.
I won't go without you. Either come with me or I'll stay here until you open the door. I want to know what happened to you.
I already told you it's nothing. I swear if you keep bugging me, I'm never going to open the door.
Marzier, I want to know what happened. Did I do something to upset you?
I really hate my miserable life. This is the worst wedding ever. Am I that unfortunate that I have to rely on a bunch of strangers to organize my wedding?
But you agreed to have these people organize the wedding, didn't you? Who else could we have turned to? We didn't have any other choice. I'm not happy with our situation either.
You're a man. You're stronger. I can't do this.
All the people who are waiting for us all downstairs, they're 100 times more humane than a family could be. Don't you see how kind they've been to us so far? Besides that, this is the only place we could have held our wedding.
What the girl did was rude.
What did you expect her to do? The boy brought her in a pickup truck. Her dress was awful. Her makeup was awful. She just couldn't take it anymore. What would you have done if you were in her shoes?
Is there anything I can help with here?
No, I'm just telling her about the poor bride and the pickup truck and, you know.
Oh my goodness, I know. Did you see that? The poor girl. If that was me, I would have kicked Jahangir out of my life for a very long time. See
Mommy,
what I mean?
Give me here something go, to take. I want to help.
In my time, things like that never, ever happened.
Yes, well, weddings were different in the old, ancient days. Now things have changed.
Why have you been fussing with the salad for the past 2 hours? It's just going to be eaten anyways. You don't need to decorate it so much.
Ferengis, dear, life has no meaning at all without art.
The door is open. I wonder who's ringing.
I don't know.
Can you please ask Reza to see who it is?
What about the salad?
I'll take care of it. I'll just add some cabbage and some spices, and then it'll be ready. I'll put this right here.
Yeah, all right. No, I'll come back and finish it.
If you don't like what it looks like, you can always redecorate it. Someone's getting married in the morning.
Stay there. I'll be right back. I just have to open the door. Come in, ma'am. The door's open. Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Welcome. Please, do come in.
Is this where Ali's wedding is?